Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Have you seen what happens to the Chapel Hill Country Club during a heavy rainstorm? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. If you've lived in Chapel Hill for any considerable time, you've heard about the floodplain and where it is. Since the town was named for the chapel on the hill, it's obvious that if you don't live at the top of Franklin Street or near some other higher elevation, you may be in the way of stormwater going downstream, sometimes violently like it did with Sunday's record rainfall. While most of the low-lying areas of town flooded after more than 5 inches of rain fell within 12 hours, one of the more dramatic is at the bottom of the drainage basin, otherwise known as the 18th hole at the Chapel Hill Country Club. This pristine par 5 finishing hole on most dry days becomes something akin to a whitewater rafting park during and after torrential storms. And Sunday, about 400 of its 500 yards were completely underwater. Motorists passing by, or those who know to look for it, stop near the bridge between the last two holes on Pinehurst Drive to gasp at what becomes the 18th wonder of the world. Almost an entire golf hole completely underwater that pours from the sky and overflows from its own ponds in Bolin Creek, a scene that must be seen to be believed, which is why so many people stop to gawk. It happens 3 or 4 times a summer, but Sunday was the worst I've ever witnessed. The water was so deep that a couple of guys grabbed their kayaks and tossed them into the gusher. 2 kids slid down the hill and began wading in before their parents or some other wise adults beckoned them to come back. Trying to cross what is usually the fairway was a helpless deer being washed away with the tide. Hopefully she reached dry land on the other side and found her family. Cameras and video cams clicked away, and there are now dozens of photos and one video of the lost deer viraling around the web. Nothing on the hole was visible, not the tee boxes, any portion of the fairway, not even the railings to the bridge that carries golfers across the Mile Creek on most days. Heck, it looked like Lake Chapel Hill that was getting worse by the moment. But amazingly, as it always does, the course steadily drains toward Jordan Lake. The green grass reappears, and in a day or two, golfers are actually playing again on a soggy, but otherwise known as the 18th wonder of the world. 4. This is Archansky. See ya.